to report back on an important event that took place over the weekend. Now, you may remember that during President Cyril Ramaphosa's 2020 State of the Nation address, he emphasized the need to focus just not on entrepreneurship itself, but on training and supporting women-led businesses and ensuring they're able to participate in global value chains and markets. And we know that's often a problem, access to markets, that hampers women from being able to do business. Now, in taking the necessary steps to achieve this, there was an important event called She Leads Africa, and it brought the Slave Festival to Africa for the very first time. It was a one-day learning and networking event, and joining us to share more on this is Anna Marie Marks. She's head of sales and partnerships at She Leads Africa, the organizers of the Slave Festival. And Anna Marie, really good to have you in the studio with us. Thank you so much for coming through after the event has happened, just to give us a sense of how it played out. How did it go?
Thank you so much for having me. The event was amazing. We had such a great turnout, and it just shows how women are really looking for these network events. As you said, the opportunity to access different markets. And that really was what Slave Festival was about. It was a learning event where we had key speakers coming in, giving insights as to what they do and how they do things, as well as women just networking with each other, meeting each other, understanding what opportunities they have. And that's really important for us as women.
Right. So I take it that you had a lot of delegates who are people, young women or women of all ages, I suppose, who've moved into that entrepreneurship space.
Yes. So She Leads Africa caters for two types of women. Mm-hmm. We say that we want to help them live their best professional lives. So whether that is someone in a corporate career who wants to understand how to grow their career, how to move up the ladder, or someone who is an entrepreneurial woman who's looking for either skills, how to lead her business, or those networks and access to capital. So we look after both sides of that coin, both women who are in corporate as well as women who are growing their own business. And yes, we had experts speaking to both of those fields, making sure that we cover both those sides of our audience.
All right. I'd love to hear from you if you were at the Slave Festival over the weekend. Do give me a call on 011-883-0702. Let's hear what your personal experience was in regard to this event. So I see one of your goals as well, Anna Marie, is to provide concrete opportunities for 1 million youth by next year. That sounds like quite a tall order. Is it doable?
Yes, absolutely. And the reason for that is that this is the African Union Development Agency and NEPAD's vision. Right. And so we're supporting them in their vision to create these 100,000 opportunities for youth. One of the things we do, as I said, is we get women together so that they can understand better ways to get capital for business and growth. And it's also curated to the African market. So you may find on other platforms advice like how to go and get bank funding.
Yes.
But that doesn't work for us here. And so that's how we plan to get with the African Union Development Agency and NEPAD, how we intend to get this growth going and to make these 100,000 opportunities available.
Right. So when it comes to the issue of capital, as you said, it sounds a lot easier than it actually is from a practical point of view. What are the sorts of suggestions that were shared with the women in regard to how they can access capital?
One of the most interesting ones, so the African Union Development Agency held a masterclass at the festival. And one of the interesting ones was really about personal finance, which we often don't take into account when we think about business growth and business development and business financing. But it was such an important point that was made by their senior programs officers around, if you can't manage your own personal finance, how are you going to get to the point where you can get capital and manage your own business finance?
Yes.
So as I said earlier, networking is one of the key things because we don't have access to formal lending. And so it does mean that you have to find this network. You have to find them in alternate ways. And because there's no set platform, as an example, where you can just kind of log on and find them, it's important that you talk to people. It's important that you find women who are in the same space, who are doing the same things, who have per se found this access to capital. And that's really what it's about for us. There are no set structures. And so it's really important for women to find these economic opportunities outside of those set structures, because that's how it'll work on this continent.
Right. Well, what other obstacles do the delegates flag as hurdles in reaching their goal?
Basic skills. So when we say we also look after the corporate woman who wants to grow her career, one of the discussion points was around that. So as an example, simple things like, how do you write a CV? How do you prepare for an interview? We actually take these things for granted.
True.
But when we're talking to young people, often these are not skills that come naturally because we didn't grow up with those skill sets.
Yes.
And so that's some of what we do on an ongoing basis on our website. So we make this information available. So one of the things that we did hear from the delegates was how important it is to get this basic information that we would think was basic. And that's what we found fabulous about the festival, is that women learned these sort of skills. So those are some of the pain points, just basic skills.
Right. So I like it that you're dealing with a range of women here. Tell me, what do the women in corporate flag as difficulties in reaching their goals?
Yeah. So in general, economic opportunities for women are really scarce. And in the corporate environment, and I can speak of my own experiences, it's very difficult for a woman to break through. It's difficult for a woman to go from, example, being a junior person to working themselves through the ranks. It takes a lot more effort than it does for a man. And this is fact. We know that economic opportunities across the continent really are dominated by men. So that is what some of the women in corporate battle with, is just the fact that it's a highly male-dominated environment. And again, I keep talking about networking, but it's so important. And here is where She Leads Africa brings those answers to these women. When you're struggling in that corporate environment, when you're struggling to break through the male ceiling, if I can call it that, not the glass ceiling,
yes.
The best thing that you can do is to have women around you who've been through that journey, who have fought those battles. And one thing that's important to us as well is, how do we make sure that the woman who comes after us, that the younger women have an easier time than we did?
You know, that's such a good question, because it requires a certain amount of generosity on the part of women who've overcome some of the obstacles already. But at the same time, many women have been programmed to believe that, we are only able to access such a small slice of the pie that we've got to be careful about giving anyone else a chance.
Absolutely. When you talk about generosity, one thing that really warmed my heart is all the speakers that came through on the day. We had over 35 experts and business leaders, women, who spent their time, volunteered their time coming to the festival and giving and imparting of themselves to these young women. So generosity, as you say, I think it's absolutely key. I think it's something that permeates our values as an organization, as She Leads Africa.
Right. Just a final thought for women who are having to balance not only becoming entrepreneurs or being entrepreneurs or working in the corporate world or even working in government, how do these women balance a home life with this? Because many women crave, they crave that balance between a home life and a working life.
Mm. And I think to start off with is to acknowledge how hard being a mom is. And sometimes we say, oh, it's really hard to be an entrepreneur, or it's really hard to work in corporate. But being a mom in and of itself is a very difficult job. And some of what we've seen is that women who have gone through our accelerator programs have gone from being, a stay-at-home mom and owning their own business now. And that balance, unfortunately, there is no magic trick. There is no golden ticket that says this is how you balance the two. I think a large part of it is your network. But here I mean network in terms of a broader support system. So how do you have a conversation with, example, your boss and say, you know what, I have children now, I really need to spend more time with them. And we did have sessions as well. We had Dr. Kanyile doing a session called The Healing Circle, where she spoke about self-care, where she spoke about managing those challenges. But there isn't a golden ticket. There isn't one way that this happens, except to make sure that you've got a good network of women who can help you through it, as well as support structures in your own family.
Lovely talking to you, Anna Marie, and I really wish you the best of luck as you guys move forward with this project, because I think it's a very important one, particularly on our continent, where women have so much progress yet to make. Anna Marie Marks heads the Sales and Partnership Department at She Leads Africa.